From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, reporter Seymour Hersh on U.S. plans to use assassination squads against insurgents in Iraq. But our lead is the international feud over rebuilding that country. European nations, and Canada as well, opponents of the war, are furious because the Pentagon says only coalition partners can bid on almost $19 billion worth of reconstruction contracts for Iraq. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan today urged the U.S. to reverse this policy, but at the White House, President Bush said no.
The U.S. people, the taxpayers, understand why it makes sense for countries that risk lives to participate in the contracts in Iraq. It's very simple. Our people risk their lives. A friendly coalition folks risk their lives, and therefore the contracting is going to reflect that. And that's what the U.S. taxpayers expect.
President Bush speaking in Washington today. Joining me with analysis and opinion, the editor of Slate, Jacob Weisberg. Jacob, this has already produced one problem for the Bush administration, because while we're saying no on contracts, the president is asking Germany and France and Russia to forgive Iraq's old debts, and that's a lot of money.
Yes, Alex, you have former Secretary of State James Baker calling on these countries to forgive part of the Iraqi debt that was acquired under Saddam Hussein. You have Secretary of State Colin Powell on his way back from Brussels, where he was asking France and Germany to participate more and pay more for the rebuilding effort. And at the same time, we're telling them no contracts for you guys. It's almost as if we're reaching out to shake hands on the one hand and slapping their faces with the other.
Why is the U.S. shutting these countries out of the bidding? Is it purely punitive, do you think?
I think Bush's statement reflects the real sentiment. I think it is punitive, and I think, frankly, they're probably concerned about some criticism they might get for letting these non-supporters of the war reap some of the spoils of war, as it were. But I think it's important to remember, Alex, that American taxpayers will suffer more from this than European countries, because these are low-bid type contracts, and if we have fewer bidders, it means we will pay more for this reconstruction.
I wonder if the Bush administration is sensing, though, that there is political support for this. He's citing the U.S. taxpayers. He's saying they paid for this war. They paid for our participation in this war. So if there's anything good coming out of it financially, it should go back to the Americans. Is that a politically going to be a winning point, do you think?
Well, it may avoid a certain kind of criticism. On the other hand, it heightens the perception of this war as a self-interested imperial kind of adventure. The idea that the reconstruction contracts are spoils to be divided up among the winners and not simply a good deed to be done in the most efficient way. So I think he avoids some kind of criticism, but given the imperative to regain the support of our allies for what we're doing over there, I think it's a very short-sighted move.
You mentioned former Secretary of State James Baker. The White House is sending him to Europe next week. Anything going to come out of that?
Well, that sounded like a tough job to begin with, because Russia in particular was not eager to forgive much of this debt from Iraq acquired under Saddam. I think that hard job just became close to impossible. In fact, it's hard to imagine how he'll even be received in these places if this policy stands. That said, I think ultimately, when you look at this Iraqi debt, which is over $100 billion acquired under this former regime, I think there's a strong case for the government that comes to power eventually in Iraq to repudiate a large portion of this debt, which was borrowed heavily for military aid by a tyrant who's now been deposed. And I think it's fair that the countries that lent money to him suffer some consequence from that.
Opinion and analysis from Jacob Weisberg. He's editor of Slate. He joins us from Seattle. Thanks, Jacob.
Thank you, Alex.